This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Kris Jenner's bought another house in Hidden Hills.
Oh.
This one's right across the street from the one that Kim and Kanye just finished. Or that they're in the midst of finishing. $9.9 million. It's and they say that Kylie Jenner, that she has bought a few properties in Hidden Hills, and what they're doing is they buy them at what they think is a bargain price. They're really not in touch with what bargains are. And then redoing them and selling them. You know, they're making money. They're real estate moguls, basically. It's a 9,400 square foot house, so it's freaking ginormous. 6 bedrooms, 8 bathrooms, a zero edge pool. I'm looking at a picture of the pool. I'm not sure what a zero edge pool means. It looks like kind of a regular pool. It's not an infinity edge pool.
Yeah,
you know, those ones that have the
really.
No, it's really not that impressive. It's got this weird, like, sort of batten board siding. Like, it doesn't. There's
batten board siding.
You know, it's like vertical stripes, and it has it. So it's like a flat piece, and it's got these like little bats that go down it.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, you know, you've seen that, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of ranch looking siding.
Sure. What's the matter with that?
It just doesn't look super fancy, and it doesn't go with the barrel tile roof either. So anyway, she bought this thing, a 10-person spa, right across the street from Kim and Kanye, and she is she already has a house, you know.
Of course.
She says she's going to put a bunch of cash down, make a bunch of changes, and then resell it. $10 million is not going to break the bank. She scored $150 million for the reality show on E!
Well, between all the girls.
Right. So her portion of that is
more
than cover.
Yeah, she gets.
I think she gets
10%
or 12%. Anyway, here's a shot of it. It's don't get me wrong, it's a nice house, but it's just, you know, for $10 million, I'm thinking it has like, you know, castle turrets and I don't know, golden driveway. I don't really know what a $10 million house has. Simon Cowell is also making the celebrity real estate news today.
All right.
He bought a place in Malibu for $25 million.
Is it one of the beach?
It's not.
Ones, or is it in the hills?
It has ocean views, but it looks like it's in the hills. It's 10,000 square feet, 7 bedrooms. Oh no, this is on the PCH. Although I don't think it's right on that strip, Vinny. It certainly doesn't look like it. But here's a shot of it. They're actually saying that it has a tennis court and a huge pool. It's super modern. His main home is in Beverly Hills, and he dropped about $15 million on that estate. He also has a home in London. So I don't know if this is just like he's going to sell the other house that he has in Beverly Hills. That's the new one. And this is the house in Beverly. The house in Beverly Hills, if this is the right picture, it's got a round pool, which has like sort of stairs that descend down into it on one side. Mm-hmm. It's really neat. It'd be hard to decide which of those two houses you wanted to live in. I guess if you wanted to escape for the weekend to your beach house in Malibu, and you had Simon. What's Simon Cowell worth?
He's got dude's got sick money.
He's
got
to be
look at these houses.
Pushing $1 billion, right?
I swear.
95 mil.
How much?
I won 95 mil.
I had that already, but I didn't.
He's
I
only worth 95 mil? That
I
feels
saw that,
really
but it
low.
Seems low.
Really low.
Wouldn't you be waiting
right.
for someone to throw you out of this place? Like, there you
yes.
are in this mansion.
I shouldn't
like,
be
well,
here.
How did I?
The real owners are coming home any minute.
When does the earth open up and just swallow me?
Yeah, that they're both. They both have kind of a modern. Sort of a white stucco look on them.
What's the that weird like L in front of that they use for
the
a symbol
pound?
For money? Is that the pound?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So the Wikipedia says he's worth £325 million.
Okay, convert that.
Yeah, just type that into Google.
So isn't £1 $2?
It's less than that now.
Oh, it is.
It's like a $130 or something. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
$431 million.
Million dollars.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He makes $100 million a year.
So he's got plenty of money to drop on houses. They're a great investment. $25 million for a beach pad in Malibu. Yeah, all right. I have 450 of those millions. No problem. I'm actually still thinking that sounds low for Simon Cowell. Shouldn't that guy have a billion? He's given us so much.
Oh, I wonder, what does he pay? Does he get double taxed?
Yeah, he does.
Jeez, probably.
Because he's in both
I wonder if he's able
right?
to keep like the money that he makes in America separate from the money that he makes in the UK. I wonder how that works. I'm glad I'm not his tax guy.
He still
seems complicated.
He's still with that chick that has his son.
Yeah,
that's surprising.
Well,
is it?
You know, maybe they're happy together. You know,
or he just really likes his kid
and wants to be with the kid whenever he wants. Maybe they have an understanding.
Yeah.
He's a very generous guy. Remember, he broke up with that one girl.
$5 million.
Gave her $5 million. Like, yeah. You know, I liked her. She was great.
Yeah.
I don't want any heart.
What was that correspondent for the TV show?
Or like All Access.
Terry something.
Terry Seymour.
That's her name?
Yeah, I believe that's it. She disappeared.
Well, wouldn't you?
I love this competition between these two. Stuff's getting done.
I know. It's nice.
Well, Lauren Silverman was like his best friend's wife, right?
Yeah, the woman that he had the kid with.
Yeah.
Crunch.
They were like cheating behind his back.
I wonder if they're still best friends.
Let me look that up.
It's okay. Oh, yeah. Well, why not, right? I mean, maybe they are. I'm telling you, maybe they worked it all out. Money will do that. Listen, I get it. Your feelings are hurt. Here's $1 million. See if this little Band-Aid won't help.
That's one way to break up friendly, right?
Yeah. He was like, listen, I have nothing but respect for her, and here's her $5 million. Does your mom need a house or anything? Maybe we could get that going, too. Looks like J-Lo is going to do... The Super Bowl stuff is getting lined up now.
Oh, you mean...
She's not going to do the Super Bowl itself. She's going to do
one of... Yeah, Timberlake got announced as the performer.
He's doing the main halftime show. She's going to do a pre-Super Bowl concert for DirecTV. They're calling it the Super Saturday Night Concert. It's going to be in Minneapolis. And it's her first time performing at the annual event now in its 13th year, this Super Saturday Night thing. And they blather on about how amazing she is, and I'm sure you're well aware of how awesome J-Lo is. But I guess I'm assuming that you have to be a DirecTV customer to see that. Saturday Night Live, it comes back this weekend.
It had been gone?
Well, it took, you know, last week off because of Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So Saoirse Ronan is going to be making her hosting debut, and you too will be the musical guest.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, well, their record is coming out on Friday. Are we still going to be able to do music from the donation drive that we're doing?
We should be able to.
Yeah, just do a couple things. I mean, the U2 record's huge. I'd love to listen to a little of that. So their record comes out on Friday, and then they're going to be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live. She has a movie out right now called Lady Bird. It has set a Rotten Tomatoes record as the website's best-reviewed movie of all time.
Yeah.
It's only...
Lady Bird?
Lady Bird. It's in limited release right now.
I can go see it if you want. I can talk about it.
Yeah, why not, right? They're actually saying it has a... Let's see...
100%.
100% after 165 reviews.
Whose nickname is that? Who am I thinking of?
There's a
Johnson,
jazz singer,
Lady Bird,
I think,
Johnson.
Right? Oh, yeah. There's
one of the president's...
Was that Lady Bird?
The president's wife, right?
Yeah.
Is that what this is about?
No.
Oh.
Let's see. I don't see it. It's a...
It says it's about a California nurse works tirelessly to keep her family afloat after her husband loses his job.
Hmm. All right.
And also a... turbulent bond with her teenage daughter.
She related it all to the president's wife? No?
No.
No.
All right.
The previous... So they have 100% score on Rotten Tomatoes after 165 reviews. The previous record holder was Toy Story 3, which has 100% score with 163 reviews. So I guess two people more needed to review it. But it's... they're saying it's made about $10 million without even playing in 800 theaters yet. So she's going to be hosting next week. The week after that is James Franco, and the week after that is Kevin Hart. Both of them have hosted in the past, but this will be Saoirse Ronan's first time hosting.
It doesn't look like Simon Cowell and Andrew Silverman are still friends.
Well, how could they be?
Everything
he lived with the guy's ex-wife and has a kid with him.
Well, he only filed for divorce after she became pregnant.
Oh.
So maybe...
He's still trying to work it out.
Anyway, he got remarried to some woman named Samantha Lerner.
Already?
Literally a year after the divorce.
Oh.
So the divorce looked like it happened in 2015.
Fishy.
And then he got remarried in 2016.
He was probably having his own affair.
Or maybe he's very much like your boy, Elon Musk.
Oh, needs to have someone warming his bed.
A life ain't worth living unless somebody's laying there next to him.
Telling him how great he is.
Weird.
Right. Yeah, very weird. All right, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
So much stuff. I've got a Pokemon story. Ooh. I'll tell you the most trusted source for news. And more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, and thank you for listening. This part of the show is brought to you by Sovereign Health. This morning, Bryn and I had a good, solid laugh over a video of Katy Perry. She was in Salt Lake City on Friday night, and she's kicking around these huge beach balls that look like eyeballs. Do you have that ready to show Vinny this little bit? You got to check out this video. So we're putting it up at Radio Alice. No, we're putting it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. So this girl is filming this like, oh, what fun. I'm at the Katy Perry concert. She's kicking balls around until one of the balls just like, just takes her out.
Annihilates her.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it's just a beach ball, so it's not like she's hurt or anything. But it's pretty funny, and we laughed about it, and so we thought.
Did her phone fall, or did?
Oh, yeah, she recovers it eventually after it's, you know, being tussled around for a while. But the funniest part is right when the ball just comes, because the balls have a big eyeball on them, and this eyeball just, like, turns, looks right at her, and takes her out. It's really funny. So you can find that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yes.
Yeah. If you or a loved one are suffering from addiction or mental health problems, Sovereign Health provides confidential treatment services and support to solve your problems. Call 888-383-CARE. Insurance accepted.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website is there for you at all times.
Thank you, RadioAlice.com. I'll be clicking on you later today. Join me, won't you?
Permanently there for you.
Yep.
Forever.
Make us your homepage and just click around a little every day.
There's so much new stuff there. The guys in the IT department work really hard to keep that fresh and exciting, not cluttered.
No.
Smooth and easy.
Slick.
Is their theme.
Mm-hmm.
Brad and Ron.
Yep.
Guys are amazing.
Digital guys.
Yeah.
It's a miracle we retained them.
Yeah, huh?
Thank God.
Phew.
They've been trying to get snatched up, but Google calls them every day.
Every day.
How about now? What do you say, boys?
Yeah. No, we just love it here so much.
We really could use your talent over here at the Googly.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's what's happening. I'll begin with this story. Cable news has gone so far off the deep end that it's impossible to believe a word they say anymore. Social media has been infiltrated with clickbait and Russian bots. So the news you see there is not reliable at all.
Nope.
So who can you trust? Me and my colleague Stan. According to a new survey, radio is the most trusted news source. So Stan down the hall at KCBS.
Mm-hmm. And you,
Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Here at the Alice.
Yeah.
We're your people.
The Radio
News
Alice
Network,
Report.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Alice News Network. It's not that surprising. When you said that this morning, early, I thought to myself, that is where when stuff is going down, I'll go to KCBS.
Yep.
And certainly you get to know the people that you hear on the radio. Like, I mean, if you're listening to KCBS every morning, listen to us every morning, you know us. And you know, I mean, There's no bias at KCBS. As far as I'm concerned, that's the one place you can ever turn where they're just telling you how it is.
77% of people say you can believe that when we give you the news on the radio, it's accurate and reliable. Mm-hmm. TV came in second. Newspapers are third. Websites and apps are fourth. And social media is last at 15%. Radio.
Yeah. Ray, let's hear it for radio. Yeah. Let's hear it for our new parent company, Intercom.
I'm going to do this story tomorrow and maybe on Thursday, too.
Yeah. How long are those guys in town for?
Write the question, Vinny, and then you could throw out the answer.
All right. Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I quit months ago.
Get out of here!
Yeah, they changed it over the summer, and I just wasn't fun anymore. Yeah, I just stopped playing it.
What did they do to change it?
Yeah, they changed the way the battles happen, and I just couldn't.
Why did they change it?
I don't know, to ruin it for everyone. I just went, eh.
All right, well, I was going to do this story as a warning, but...
Oh, we'll do it. No, I'm interested still.
No,
I still,
you're not.
Sure I am. Oh, my God.
Get it.
You know there's Pokemon Go people out there right now going, come on,
what's
man.
What's the warning?
What's the warning?
There's a lot of car accidents around these Pokemon stops because people are walking out into the street like dunces playing their game.
Well, and people drive and play. If you go slow enough in your car, you can...
Well, you were doing that.
I can't say I never did that.
Right. I know. You told us you did that. Yeah. You were in a parking lot driving around...
Picking up monsters.
Yeah.
You know.
Until a texter called and said, or texted in, you're driving and doing that.
That is driving. Oops.
Caught. A new survey asked people for their favorite things that happen at work during the holidays.
Oh.
And their answer was.
Oh, can I guess? Christmas bonuses.
Oh, I was going to say Christmas parties, but maybe no one does that anymore.
No, that's not the favorite
Yeah,
thing.
Actually, no one does either of those things anymore. Oh. But time off was the number one answer. Leaving work is the number one answer.
I didn't know that was an option. That's a good
Christmas
one.
Bonuses. Although that made the list at number four. I don't know who gets those.
Yeah, there's plenty of places that still give them out.
And holiday parties, ours got axed. I don't know how long ago. Or they throw that afternoon thing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
every now and then at the last second
one.
They go, right. Oh, you know what? We're going to do this thing. We'll have
no
snacks.
Plus one.
Yeah. I wonder what Intercom's policy is on that. Like, do they
Did you submit
holiday?
That question?
No. I didn't submit any questions.
Questions we have this
Yeah, you
morning.
Where you Oh. So you're the one that's out getting a tummy massage. What is this crap?
So I just you know, I was reading about abdominal massages. Some places call them organ massages.
Oh.
So I.
You went and did that instead of writing questions for David.
So
you got
I went.
Your organ
I went
massaged.
On Sunday, and I think the guy released a bunch of toxins because I woke. Right, those are the toxins. And then on Monday when I woke up, like my whole body was aching. And
so wait, while you were getting the massage, you were just farting your brains out?
No, but he said, listen, a lot of times stuff gets released, so you just go for it. It's totally fine.
Oh,
I'm used
boy,
to it.
Really?
Yeah, gross.
And so I had there like, you were just you tooting know. Away.
I passed out. I was out for 1 hour. Like, and there were times where he was digging really deep, and I'd wake up for a time. Oh, that hurts. And then Monday, I woke up and like my whole like my eyes were watering.
You probably shouldn't have all your you know spleen squozen and your.
You gotta get
gallbladder,
that stuff out.
Do
you? Get it
or
out, yeah.
is that seem like someone
get
who's just
that
bruising up
out,
your organs?
He says.
No,
your
no,
organs
no.
are you know in there to be protected.
Yeah, but sometimes you know stuff gets stuck, and you gotta you know inflammation. You gotta move that stuff around.
Yeah, and then
yeah,
the
like
next
that.
Day you're.
All right. So well,
anyway.
Thanks a lot for doing that
so
instead of writing questions
yeah,
for David.
Human.
What about you guys?
I told you I went to the dump and I dumped water all over my crotch.
Well, Sarah was.
I was at
rehearsal.
I wasn't. I had rehearsals yesterday.
What about the other two?
I do stuff all day.
Yeah, she
every
works
day
all day.
This,
yeah,
Bryn has a baby.
Wonderful show.
Oh,
yeah.
So you wrote the questions?
No.
Oh.
You know what I'm doing right now? I'm what? Writing all our names down for Kris Kringle.
Oh, right.
Today when we do it.
Is that what it's called? Kris Kringle?
Secret Santa. Secret Snowflake.
Kris Kringle.
sacred stupid thing.
How about a fast fact?
All right.
Fast facts.
For the state of Texas to have the population density of New York City, every single person in the world would have to live there.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
6 billion people could fit in
Texas.
Look at
me. That's crazy.
That's shocking.
That is kind of shocking. So, but they'd be living on top of it. They'd be living in the stacks.
Well, right.
You know, it would be, that'd be tough to do. That'd be like, you know, 1,000 foot deep of people. It's incredible.
Pinball machines were illegal in Oakland, California.
Oh,
from the 1930s through 2014.
2014?
Why?
So people were just breaking the law. I mean, I'm sure there were pinball. There's no arcades over there. Why? Does it say why?
Oh, don't question the fast
facts. I know why.
All right.
Boy, you're fast. You're killing the brain today.
Hold on. Oh, you don't want to know
why? I want to hear why.
Right now too.
It's because they were used as a form of gambling.
Oh, you couldn't have that.
Sure.
Yeah. So as soon as people didn't use it for gambling, which I guess was 2014.
Really?
That's funny.
They believed it robbed the school children of all their hard-earned nickels and dimes.
Oh.
Oh.
This is crazy. In those days, the machines had no flippers. So it was all chance. It just had to bounce around, keep bouncing around. And then you just hope it wouldn't go down the drain.
In 2014?
No, 1930.
Flippers came into pinball machines in 1940.
Oh, they should have lifted the ban at that point when you had a fighting chance.
Yeah, you think they'd get with the program.
Yeah.
So you just sit there and watch the dumb thing bounce around.
Go! Bummer. What, they just time it or something? Like, he had his in there the longest?
Yeah, it was all by chance.
Maybe that's where the whole tilt thing, you know, they
tilt
the machine.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that pisses people off the most when you go shopping, this is any kind of shop. I mean, it's the holidays.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's the Christmas shopping. But I'd say this is true in the grocery store as well.
All right.
The thing that pisses people off the most is people walking too slowly through the stores.
Yeah.
You're in the way.
That can be a bummer. If you walk slowly, you know, pull to the side.
Yes.
Don't be a rolling roadblock.
Yeah. And the whole holding hands with your family of eight.
You don't like that either?
What the hell?
Like, you don't want to lose any of them.
You're blocking the whole aisle with you people shoulder to shoulder. Single file. Come on. And this goes for curbs, too. Forget about shopping. Curbs, streets, wherever you're walking. The whole shoulder-to-shoulder five-strong thing is wrong.
Well,
it is.
It does.
It is.
Snowplow the people in front of you. If I have to step into the street to get around you, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm talking about.
I hate when people leave their carts just like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, pull over to the side.
Yeah.
Inconsiderate bastards.
Get out the way.
Get out the way, bitch. Get out the way.
Do you guys have the same gift as me when I go to the grocery store? I always choose the worst line, the one that doesn't move.
Yeah, that's universal.
I have John pick the line. That way he can't bitch about it.
Oh. Yes, that is a good. I always just. That's so funny.
I go, which one? Tell me which one.
You pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole thing, too. Like, you know, I just don't care. If as long as I'm in the line, I figure, well, I'll get through here at some point.
Yeah.
Unless someone dies in front of me.
Half of people are going to go down a different aisle to avoid the slow walkers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
15% are going to say something or make some kind of noise. You know, the, yeah.
Oh, I thought it would just be like, excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that says everything, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yes, it does, Vinny.
I mean,
your message is clear.
Might lead someone to believe you burped or farted. Right?
Well, could you follow that up with, excuse me, I'm trying to get by?
Oh, well, then you know, that's what you're going to say.
Not, excuse me, I just burped.
The study also found that women are, that it bothers women more than men, the slow walking.
That's actually surprising. Well, you know, that's because we got stuff to do. We got a whole family to manage.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Women, we do it all.
Right.
We're just stopping here real quick after work.
Right. She rolls her eyes because she's at home while John does that. Our text number is...
You're not wrong.
800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Lady Bird is a really good movie. It's set in Sacramento.
Oh.
707 says, I saw Lady Bird and it was horrible.
Oh. Really?
I'll try to go see it.
Yeah, try and see it.
Friday.
Be interested. So it must be in just in limited release. It hasn't even played in 800 theaters.
Oh.
Hi, Alice family. Just got back from vacation. Missed you guys. Great to hear you this morning. Do I hear Bryn in the background? I thought he was on paternity leave until January. Glad to have him. Just wondering.
Yeah, I think we
OFOC.
We get him this week, not next week. Are you coming back the week
We're working it out.
Okay.
She's been trying to nail him down.
I want to know when I can have him.
Right,
air,
I know.
I just want to know when I can have
all
you.
All the details after this.
You had to hear that conversation off the air. Poor Hooman, it's killing him. You got to come back.
Yeah, really.
He's so happy.
I'm super concerned about Hooman. It's more like I just like to be able to look over there and if something breaks, I can go, hey, Bryn, this is broken.
And it's not even a hey, Bryn. It's, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Well, you hear my oh, my God call, and then you come running.
415 says, baby, it's cold outside is a Christmas song about date rape. What's in this drink? I really should go.
Yeah, it is a date rape song, but it's also one of the best Christmas songs. So.
What's
it is?
I really don't know. Oh, there it is. Oh, that's a terrible version. The girl singing the boy. The girl singing the boy version.
Who's she and him?
It's Zooey Deschanel and her person that she's in.
Yeah, the best
with.
Version is with Zooey Deschanel. Get that one.
No, she's that right. That was the one. That's not it. That's it's cool. The one you want. The one with Zooey Deschanel and Will Ferrell. That's from Elf.
I'm confused right now.
We're out of time. What's coming up in the trash?
The Grammys just got announced, so I have all the nominees and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.